The following title has been created from an RNIB analog archive recording. It has been generated from original source files without further editing or enhancement.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dancers in Mourning by Marjorie Allingham.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. When Mr. William Faraday sat down to write his memoirs after 58 years of blameless inactivity, he found the work of inscribing the history of his life almost as tedious as living it had been. And so, possessing a natural invention coupled with a gift for locating the easier path, he began to prevaricate a little upon the second page, working up to downright lying on the sixth and subsequent folios. The book appeared at 18 and sixpence, with frontispiece, in 1934, and would have passed into the limbo of the remainder lists with thousands of its prototypes, had not the quality of one of the wilder anecdotes in the chapters dealing with an India the author had never seen earned it a place in the news columns of a Sunday paper. This paragraph called the memoirs to the attention of a critic who would not permit it his eminence to impair his appreciation of the absurd, and in the review, which he afterwards wrote, he pointed out that the work was pure fiction, not to say fantasy, and was, incidentally, one of the funniest books of the decade. The public agreed with the critic, and at the age of 61, William Faraday, author of Memoirs of an Old Buffer, republished at 7 and 6, 74,000, found himself...